Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, hello!
How do?
Party people. How do? Not too bad. How do you?
I do.
You do too?
I do.
That's what she said.
Jesus Christ. All right.
We're going to start that. We're
show. We're starting on a high note. We can only go down from here.
Literally. Literally a high note.
Hey.
Yes?
I was getting a crazy echo from your end. I don't hear anymore.
Are you there, Rubus?
I am here.
I'm getting a crazy echo from your side. Here, let me hang up and call you back.
Wait, I did that on purpose.
Jesus
Christ. I thought I was good at something.
Hey, you were. You were so good. It tricked me into thinking that there was an echo. Then I thought, that Rufus, he's such a trickster. You know, I'm leaving tomorrow, Rufus.
Oh, jeez. Where are you driving?
Well, tomorrow we're going to make it as far as Manchester, Ohio.
Oh, you're going to North Carolina?
North Carolina, yes, sir.
Wow,
not
I guess.
Forward to it. Not looking forward to it at all.
Did you get to drive a fancy RV, considering where you are and what you do?
You know what? I should have looked into that before I did this spur-of-the-moment trip 2 months ago. No, we'll just drive a regular one. I would like to drive an RV, but then you have to figure out how to get back.
Oh.
I don't feel comfortable enough driving an RV pulling a car. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
Seems very dangerous. I see all these old people do it all the time. It can't be that hard, right?
Hey, can you rent RVs?
Yes, you can. 1-800-RENT-RV.
But do you have to bring them back, or is it like U-Haul? You just go to where you want to go, and you can leave it.
You can do that. Yeah, you can do that, too.
Wow. Damn, I wish that was my idea.
Yeah, well, it was. It just was someone else's idea first.
Yeah, the rich guy's idea.
Well, you know what? I did see there's a place called the Road Bear RV. And they buy from one of my customers, and they had sold 125 brand new fucking RVs.
Jesus Christ. So what do those go for, a pop? Like 40 grand,
grand
starting? Jesus Christ.
100 grand to start. I mean, I looked into it one time just to see how much they rent for. It's really not that fucking cheap. It's like $200 a night, $250 a night. It's like a rental car and a hotel room wrapped into each other, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it really is.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't want to take an RV to the market like a rental car, though. I got to go to the store. I'm going to jump on the RV.
Yeah, good on gas. Gets about fucking 8 miles to the gallon, probably. Who cares? It's fucking fossil fuels. Who gives a shit? We're all moving off this planet in fucking 10 years anyways, right?
Well, they should make them run off of piss and shit, since you got to piss and shit in them.
They
should. Do that. Just funnel it right into the tank.
Soon, a little nuclear reactor. You have to eat Mexican food the whole way.
That's right.
Jalapenos.
You can only do the drive-through Taco Bell.
You know what's sad is I could do that. I could live off fucking Taco Bell. I shit you not.
I eat Taco Bell at least 4 times a week. I'm serious.
I know. I could eat it every fucking day. That's sad. I have to stop myself from going to Taco Bell.
Well, I mean, honestly, as like drive-through places go, if you're gonna commit to doing a fast food joint, at least Taco Bell it's the healthiest option.
Yes,
I mean,
is.
You know, it's yeah.
So I say. And it's pretty goddamn fast too. It's really fast.
Yeah.
Because you know why? No fries.
Exactly.
Every time that you're held up at a fucking fast food line, I'm convinced it's fries or some asshole ordering a cheeseburger with no cheese. I just want to pay for the cheese, but I don't really want it.
I'd like a cheeseburger, hold the cheese.
I dare you to fucking do that.
I should do that.
It's like that lady. It's so funny. Remember I was telling you a while back that I went to buy lunch meat, and the lady told me I couldn't say order fucking 60 pieces of salami?
Yes, I do remember that.
You know, I was standing in line at the same store about a week ago, and the lady in front of me ordered 6 pieces of fucking roast beef.
Really?
And I said, you can't do that.
Did you? All the tables have been turned.
The lady behind the counter gave me a dirty look. And the lady looked at me and said, well, that's what they told me when I ordered 60 pieces of salami.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that. Fuck them. That's just fucking rude.
Pieces.
I don't care what people. Look at us in our matching green shirts.
I was going to say something about that, yeah.
I have yet to wear your Hypersloth shirt, though. I'm a little concerned with that.
I should wear it for the show. It's actually too big for me to wear, like, as an actual item unless I...
I'll tell you what, wash it once and it won't be.
Oh, really? Do they shrink?
Well, if you, wash it in hot water and dry it on hot and it'll fucking shrink. It's a shirt.
Maybe then it'll be a glove.
It might be. It might be your schmedium. It'll fucking hug you in all the right places.
My schmedium.
Yes.
It really accentuates my spare tire.
Yes, and your man breath. Your gynomastia.
That's what we should add to our shirts is like breast support for men.
There you go. No, I'll do a lift. Like a thing that pushes your tits up.
A lift. So we'll have the only men's shirts that you buy by the cup size.
Hey, I'm just going to get a shirt that says, sorry, I was cut once. So I'm left with these man breasts because at one time I had massive pecs.
Jesus Christ.
The pec pal.
The pec pal. Nice.
There you go.
Yes.
Hold up your sorry pecs because it sounds kind of manly.
Yes, it does, the pec pal.
And the pecs.
Hang on. That triggered the opening the show notes file. The pec pal.
You know, that's what I was thinking, too, that when we open this 420, I have officially made the Bud Buddy order.
Really?
Yeah, 1,500. Well, too bad. See, I have to post them because they're going to take 12 days to build. Whatever that means. They're not really building them to process, I guess. And then 20 days on a boat to get here.
But, boats?
Yes. They literally are coming free. Well, but see, I've got – that's for 15,000 of them.
Right.
But I've got 1,500 coming that I'm paying for DHL to deliver in like – well, not 2 days from today, but 2 days. Actually, it'll have to be 2 days from the 21st when I get back from my vacation.
So the 23rd.
Unless you want me to send them to your house.
I don't know
how good would that do. Then I have to pay for shipping all over again. But people are going crazy for the fucking Bud Buddy. I know you don't think so, and I can't wait to get other shit out there.
I've never said that. What are you talking about? I know you don't think so. Okay. I like how you just assume my displease with this.
Well, all this is just to prove you wrong.
Hey, dude, plenty of businesses have been built on spite.
Can I tell you something? I almost didn't do the show tonight because I was so stressed out about this trip because I fucking hate driving.
Yes.
Like long distance. I did it for a long time, you know, to see the dead and back and forth between Texas and Elkhart. And I can tell you that the best day of the trip is the day that you leave to come home.
This is true. That's,
you know,
totally,
man,
true.
I would rather take this 2 week vacation and just stay fucking home. Got a load of work I can do. You know what I mean?
Work.
I did buy something cool though. I'm taking my guitar.
Uh-huh.
And I've got this little thing that I've got GarageBand on my iPad just because it comes free when you get the computer or whatever.
Cool.
And I got this thing off Amazon where you can plug your guitar into your iPad.
Really?
You can record it. It's got like all these amp modulators and shit, like, you know, British Tweed and all that shit that I don't understand.
That's cool.
But I'm going to get incredibly high and drunk and come up with some awesome riffs sitting on the balcony at this place.
Oh, the balcony. Okay, I thought you were going to smoke weed, record guitar, and drive at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that, too. And drink.
You've got two hands. Might as well put them to use.
And what do you think? Why would they, if they didn't want you to drink and drive, why cup holders? Right?
That's true.
Why would they put, what else would you put in a cup holder other than a fucking bottle or a can of beer?
What they need is something you could piss in while you're driving.
You know, this is not a couple, like 10 years ago I lived in a rental house.
Yes.
And like my man space was now it's in my house, but it was in the garage at this place. So when it was super duper cold out, I would like have a heater on in there, but I wouldn't want to walk and forth back and forth through the snow to the regular house to piss or whatever. So I drilled a hole through the wall. It's a true story. It was not a glory hole, but then there was a funnel that was in this fucking garage. So I put the funnel and a piece of tube off the funnel, like through the wall, out the hole. Worked like a fucking charm, let me tell you.
I bet it did. Wow. That's the entrepreneurial spirit.
People laughed at me for that. I'm like, well, at least I'm not, because they'd come over and visit. And
did
make fun
of how it works?
And yeah, and no. They would go outside and piss, right? And I'm like, well, that's why when no one's here, I mean, I didn't piss in front of them in there. I should have put a fucking little thing up, a little deal like in a urinal or like in a restaurant.
Yeah, you should have put a shelf above it, like a urinal at a bar, so you could put your beer on it.
I should have. I should have just put it like one of those things that you can put in your car, like right there.
Or you can have the framed page of the newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Regular bar.
The sports page.
With the DWI ad.
That's right.
You ever notice that? Like everyone I've seen. Well, no, see, now instead of putting the newspaper up there, some company has started renting out fucking space. Have you seen this? They like rent. They put ads up in front of the urinal on like a bulletin board with a piece of glass over plastic, obviously.
Oh no, I have seen that. I have seen that. Yes.
It's like 9 times out of 10, it's an ad for either bankruptcy,
yes,
divorce, or DWI. It's like all attorneys' ads. There's nothing else up there.
That's right.
Because I think if you're hanging out at the bar that much, one of those three things is going to happen to you.
Yes.
That's why I don't hang out at bars.
Speaking of urinating, did I ever tell you my invention for movie theaters when you have to leave and take a leak so you don't miss the movie?
You did not.
So let's say when you get your ticket, it's got a little strip, some kind of code in there, right?
Right.
And so you're watching the movie and you reach a point where you're like, God damn, I've got to fucking take a leak. So you leave. Well, each urinal has a screen in front of it, and when you step up within a certain space,
it comes on, the movie
detects it, and the movie comes on, or there's a screen on the inside of the stall door, right? So it can read your fucking time stamp deal and start the movie in real time where it's at. And then when you step away, it stops, and you go back.
Wow, that's a great idea.
I called it You're in the Movies.
Oh, nicely done.
Like,
you're going to be in business. Do they still, now, in a movie theater, do they still show the movie on a film strip, or how does that work now? I mean, I don't really know.
I don't know. I've been to a movie recently, but I couldn't tell if it was, you know, actual projected film or if it was some weird, crazy new technology. I mean, I guess for these 3D movies, it's probably some crazy technology because it's not the old, like, red-green
right
from the 70s.
Now, did you ever notice this? Next time you go to the movies, look up at where the projector is and tell me, I bet you $1 million there's going to be, like, some smoke in front of, like, where the projector's coming out. And I'm like, how the fuck is that? I don't care what movie I see. You can always see, like, that little bit of smoke, like, in an old movie theater or something.
Right.
And I'm always like, what the fuck is that? Like, dirty skin and bad breath, like, just floating in the fucking air.
Yeah, that's what's trapped in the seats. And then everybody sits down and just...
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. How'd you like to be the guy that had to clean the floor in a fucking movie theater?
I wouldn't make it past day one of that job.
Remember, that girl that worked with us, Deanna, didn't she? She, like, worked at that movie theater, and they had to do all that shit.
I think so. I don't
love it, though. She fucking loved that.
Wasn't she the anorexic chick?
Yes, she was. She
wow.
was the anorexic chick. She obviously was not eating a lot of candy and popcorn at work.
Or not keeping it down.
But she ate, like, one mushroom a day at the fucking sub shop.
That's right. She cut it with a knife and fork.
Yeah, she did. She put salt and pepper on it. And she fried it. She fried one single mushroom on the grill.
Mm-mm.
Ate it like a steak. Oh, I'm stuffed. She ate like one little sliver. Like, I'm stuffed. I got to throw this out. You want this?
Can I get this to go?
She had like a Starbucks
a
container.
Big box.
You put it in one of those fancy salad things. I'll tell you what. Did you ever feel legit selling one of those salads?
I didn't feel legit.
The only reason I didn't feel legit is because shredded lettuce. Someone a fucking salad of shredded lettuce.
That is kind of weird. I mean, I
like the way they pinwheeled the meat, though. That was clever.
That's true. That's true. I did eat a lot of salads when I was there, though, but they weren't salads that we served. You know, they were primo concoction. But, yeah, I mean, the salad was just a sandwich without a bun, right?
Yeah,
basically.
It's exactly what it was.
It's like a hamburger.
You know, I never understood they have a club sandwich there either.
Because it's not
you got to grill the fucking cooked bacon.
It's not from Boston or Delaware. They don't have clubs up there.
Delaware. Talking Delaware?
I guess.
Cabs are here.
Hey, you got my tasty cakes? Whoa. Tasty
Wait a minute.
Cakes.
See, but but the deal is none of that shit is from Delaware. That's all from fucking Philadelphia. Tasty Philadelphia. Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, hence the name, are from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's like that guy stole all of Philadelphia and said, this shit's from Delaware.
Exactly.
No wonder people were confused when they came in. They probably expecting, like, long or like clam chowder or something.
I'm going to start a Delaware barbecue.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to start Delaware Hut.
I'll start Delaware Chinese food. Delaware Hut.
Delaware Chinese. The best of Chinese food in Delaware.
That's right. You get wontons and tasty cakes.
$1 if you can name one fucking town in Delaware.
God damn, you've really... Okay. A town in Delaware. Do you know one?
I can't think of one.
Oh, what
shit? I can't think of anything on the East Coast.
I thought you were going to be able to hold me to it.
No. I'm just saying. What capital of Delaware?
Philadelphia. That's right.
Cheesesteakville. That's probably that town in.
I'm sure they all have three pointed hats and Liberty Bells.
And one thing. Paper hat. Sir. He just remember that was his big. Fast food, honest, but we.
You're trying to legitimize it.
Yeah. Sorry. Wait. At least we don't have to wear paper hats. Someone's back there. My own, like, some paper hats because a limp rag.
Oh shoot!
I wouldn't be surprised if I got it and found my old Delaware Subs hat. I had the shirt forever.
Man, I swear to God, I would wash the shirt like I worked the grill a lot, and it would just have a band across the middle from the grill. That's right.
It never even fucking came.
Oh, it was
crazy. They didn't wash it.
Stunk. You leave one in your car, and your car's
smell like
fucking red. Cheesesteak, onions.
If you just were driving home.
Oh, yeah.
My car drive. For a Philly yellow tag.
Is that when they started doing the pork cheesesteak?
Yes, and how foul that smelled. That was the worst fucking idea ever. Wasn't that just like to offend Jewish people or something?
Yeah, it was the Muslim clientele.
I can tell you that I never tried the pork cheesesteak or the chicken cheesesteak.
I remember them both being pretty good, but they weren't as tasty as just the plain old beef cheesesteak.
It smelled foul to me. I don't know. The pork never smelled good. And I don't mind pork, but...
Well, it's because nobody ate it, so it sat around for months.
It's true. That's where it did get stinky, sitting in that fucking slimy blood in its little cradle.
It was sitting in a bloody juice. It was riddled with worms.
With papers, thin, slimy papers separating the pieces. You ever get to the bottom of those? You don't even know. You're either giving two people too much, you know, when it all has fallen apart.
Oh, yeah, it's just
not
goopy fucking... Yeah.
Remember when Dave Tucci, this last thing, told me that I was chopping the meat up too much. And this is after I worked there for like two fucking years. And Dave Tucci, I was working a Sunday by myself, first of all.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't supposed to be, of course, but so I was busy, dude. I did like a $750 Sunday.
For some reason, I sort of got to think I remember you telling me this back then.
By myself. And Dave Tucci came in and told me, and I've been drinking beer and smoking one hit on the clock. I mean, I was working by myself. I think it's fucking legitimate. Don't you?
Yeah, I think that they call that benefits.
Yeah, I was, you know, when David called me and was like, dude, you can handle it by yourself. And it was the alternative was Dave work with me or to do it by myself.
By yourself. Tough it out, man.
So he showed 10 minutes before we're closing. And I was mopping. Luckily, I just thrown out a beer and was mopping. Did you ever have Dave come in when you were drinking a beer? You probably never did.
I don't remember, honestly.
That's a special spot for my beer when I was working alone.
Yes.
Like right by the slicer, you know, under the beer?
Uh-huh.
On the top so I could reach it easily. But you could still see out the front window to see if anybody was coming. And Dave was walking up that day, and I had my beer back there, and I just ditched it. You know, the trash can was right behind me. He never saw it.
Right.
I always wondered if Dave ever went through the trash cans. But no, because he was never fucking there, honestly.
Right.
It wasn't.
I don't remember working ever.
Right. Well, I mean, you remember that time that he had to stay with the guy when it snowed, and they stayed all night in the store?
No.
Did he ever tell you that story?
No. Or I don't recall.
It was like a couple months after they opened the Ben White store. Whoever the owner guy was and him were there, and they had a really bad store. And Dave stayed the night inside the store watching TV.
Ooh, watching TV.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I think they were like, here's our chance.
He did tell me that they drank some beer, though, while they were sitting in there.
Oh,
and for my. Dave, that's like one shiner box.
I think he just...
he just probably pulled an empty bottle out of the trash and was like, I'm good.
He just sniffed it, waved it by his nose. Oh, man.
I'm glad I'm not
drunk.
You're chopping the meat up too small. I probably cooked as many fucking sandwiches as Dave has.
Okay, wait. He came in to – were you actually cooking one when he says this, or was he like, I need to talk to you about something? Oh, okay.
No, I was cooking one right then. And he's, of course, the one time he decides to hover over me. You know, and so the people there, right, Dave's not really fucking standing there. And you know how you do to get to fucking cook faster. And he's
– that would miss that shit.
You're chopping it up too much, and the people are at stake or whatever. And I turned around and I said, Dave, one complaint sandwich I've ever made in this shop. Not one complaint. And he's like, okay, cool. I was like, he's not going to remember me. He's like, okay, cool. I never had a complaint there. I've never
had
a complaint in one of my sandwiches. So, you know... he was just in a mood. Maybe him and your aunt had been fighting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How much is little Tony Tooch, like 40 now?
No, he's like 20-something. Jesus Christ.
That's even scarier that he's actually 20.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say like 13.
Oh, no. No, their younger daughter is just now graduating high school.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did either of them work at the store?
I think Tony did, yeah, briefly, in high school.
Briefly? Does other people, or what's his problem?
I don't know much about that dude. My guess is he probably a couple of weeks and was like, eh, fuck it.
Fuck the fantasy. Fuck you in your dream. Down to one.
That's right.
Now, does he have two stores or just one store now?
He's got two for sure. Maybe more, but two for sure. Yeah.
Where's the second one? It's the South Tucci South Side.
It's in Oak. Hill area.
The east side.
No, Oak Hill, the west side.
Tucci's west side.
Yes, Tucci's. Well, I don't know what it's called.
South Side, West Side Subs. West Side, South Side Subs?
Yes, West Side Subs. Austin.
West Side, South Side Subs. Wonder if Victor works there.
Oh, my God. I wonder what's happened with that dude. I'm
Did
curious.
I have to tell you about it? I saw him working at Taco Bell after he quit. I think I told you that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. That's a step up for him.
Nice paper hat.
Would have been funnier if you saw Aaron Turner working there.
That would have been funny. But I'm pretty sure he was probably incarcerated after he after he got... Did he get fired? I can't remember what happened to Aaron. I just remember, like, the day him quitting was, like, one of the happiest days of my fucking life.
I really don't remember either. I don't remember, now that you mentioned it. I have no idea. Was I even there? I don't fucking know. Weird.
Oh, yeah, you were still there. Jesus, we worked there together probably 8 months after he left.
Huh, strange.
Remember, Victor was the assistant manager, because Dave's like, I'm not hiring a manager because the store fucking manages itself, because we were like all fucking honest, kind of honest, decent people.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Fucking work.
Kinda is being polite. I said kinda is being polite.
What, honest?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I never ever would have taken one dime out of that fucking register if it wasn't for Victor shoving it in my fucking...
That's absolutely
true. I wasn't there out of that register. You know what I mean?
That's pretty clever for his ass, so he can point to other people.
Yeah, you know what? And the whole idea that he got me fired. You remember?
Did he? Oh, what?
Yeah, he told me you had been drinking.
Oh, yeah. I remember talking to him on the phone about that, like, separately. And I was I don't remember what I told him. I told him it was all fucking bullshit. And basically,
I told him the truth.
Victor.
I said, Dave, it was Cliff's last day. If you look at the registered tape, we paid for those beers. Yeah, we decided to have a couple of fucking beers, you know, right before his last fucking shift is over. Big fucking deal. It was like quarter till. Because I always made it a point to ring up some beers in there. But then I said, but if there was more bottles, it's because we didn't get your beer, so we walked over to Osco's and got a six-pack of beer.
Ooh.
And it,
did we? I don't remember.
Yes, that's true. I used to always go over there and get beer. You know, better than paying $2, you get a six-pack for like $6 at Osco's.
That's true.
And by always, I mean every time I worked.
You literally mean always.
I used to make Deanna go on beer runs for me over to fucking...
She was too weak to carry beer.
Dude, she bucked it up. I gave her a wheelbarrow. And actually, I gave
it's
her
like she can lift a wheelbarrow.
I gave her a backpack.
You promised her a mushroom?
Jesus. The parking lot. She would do anything to not have to wait on a customer.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. She hated waiting. She hated cooking cheesesteaks, for sure. She wouldn't ever do that.
I do seem to remember that, yeah.
But, yeah, I used to be like, hey, go over, because I was surprised she was 21. I'm like, hey, go over and get me a six-pack. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And she would. After that, I'm like, every time, sure, go get me a six-pack. Because she'd smoke. That's when you made her start smoking.
I made her start smoking?
Yeah, she saw how thin you were and was like, I'm going to start smoking.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She did. She told me that. She's like, I want to start stuff.
Shut up.
So thin.
That girl's not even alive now. I don't want to have to be part of that.
I know. I feel bad. I don't. If she didn't get serious help, dude, she probably is not alive.
What was her last name? We can find out.
Deanna Tobar.
You really know it? Wow.
I remember all that kind of stuff.
Tobar.
She's probably a brain surgeon.
It's because she can fit in the skull.
She's probably the manager.
They just send her in.
Movie theater.
I wouldn't even recognize this broad if I saw her.
Let's see. Did you look it up? I'm not even... Was it Deanna or Deanne?
I think it was Deanna.
Yeah. Tobar. Remember that other girl that worked with us?
No. There was another one?
Yeah, that blonde-haired girl that was a total ditz. You guys are going to be so stoked. I heard her for you guys. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about?
Man, I don't. Wow.
You really don't.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. Deanna M. Tobar, Austin, Texas.
Where do you see that?
PQ. Let's see. She doesn't have anything. Age 39. I mean, that's probably right. Or wait, 38. Yeah, she lives in an apartment. Call her up, dude. See what she's up to.
I can't even find it.
You're like, hey, what up? It's Cliff from Delaware Subs. Just seeing what you were doing.
You want to go grab a bite?
I got a mushroom in my pocket. Reach in and grab the mushroom I got in my pocket.
Make sure you grab it by the cap.
It's a 6-inch sausage. Remember that he was actually, I remember Dave talking, I don't know how this whole show has ended up being.
It's awesome.
I remember him saying that they were thinking about doing a fish sub. Remember that?
What the, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, and I was like, Dave, I said, I would never,
no.
Like, I wouldn't eat that. I said, I wouldn't even want to cook that. If it comes down from the corporate office, how long before he got sick of that shit, or what happened? Delaware went belly up?
Now, Delaware is still alive and kicking, but, yeah, the demands from corporate to the franchisees was they came in. Here's the story I got whenever he started his own joint. Is they basically came in and said, look, we want to upgrade our image. We want marble countertops and all this. It's going to cost $250,000 per store. And
what?
You guys have to pay for it.
Yeah, right.
And so, like, 20 franchisees just fucking failed and started their own little brands or whatever.
What, do they think these guys were getting rich or something? They know how much money they're making.
Yeah, like, you would think so. But, yeah, he just said it became way too – and, you know, they'd already taken away, like, even shortly after we left, they'd taken away, like, the Boar's Head shit and were, like, using this weird
shitty
fucking meats. And
they
weren't using that local bakery anymore.
Remember, they did that when we were still there, and we were supposed to say Boar's Head quality meat.
Oh, that's right.
Instead of saying it's Boar's Head, we had to say Boar's Head quality. Just to like kind of a play on words, whoever came up with it, you know what I mean? Boar's Head quality meat.
Yeah, that's a marketing genius.
And it was also, remember we were supposed to say hotel quality soup.
I do remember that.
What the fuck does that mean?
I've never had soup in a hotel.
Right, I'd be like, it's the best damn soup ever. It's from a hotel. You know, best Holiday Inn Express soup.
That's right. They make your bed, they give you ice, and their soup is fucking amazing.
You've never had the soup. In for the soup.
Next time I book a hotel, I'm going to be like, and what's the soup? What soup do you guys have?
I dare you. I just call one right now and ask them.
Is there an option on Orbitz for soup? Yeah, I need two rooms. So I'm going to come in on the third, and I'd like the bisque.
I'm gonna Google a fucking hotel and we're gonna call it and ask what the soup is.
Well, don't call it Motel 6. It'll just be ramen noodles.
You know what? This is so sad.
Hotel quality. What? That doesn't improve anything. Adding hotel quality to it.
No, it does not.
This is a hotel quality towel. It's don't hold the black light to it.
No. Oh God, this is a hotel quality piece of carpet.
It's a hotel quality bed. Don't flip the mattress over. It's got blood stains and semen on it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Are you scared for me?
No. But I'm glad it's not me. They must have an option for soup. Press 5 for soup.
Sorry,
I'm not sure I understood what you said.
Soup.
Right, here we go.
Please hold. Yeah, what's the soup tonight? What's the soup tonight?
Soup.
Yes. In the restaurant, the soup?
You're trying to call. What service would you call them, the 720 Bar and Grill?
What would you suggest?
This is the Hilton Chicago Hotel. What department are you trying to reach?
The soup? Sorry, I couldn't stop. I couldn't hold on to it anymore.
That's the first real radio bit we've done, dude. That's
she was getting mad, I think.
She was getting mad.
I got scared. She's scared. Sounds like a very angry black woman, didn't she?
You can never set foot in a Hilton in Chicago.
I know. I forgot to push *67 first. I hope they don't call back. You might have the restaurant call back.
You wanted soup?
I should have said the one that's famous for the soup.
Hotel quality soup. No, I want restaurant quality soup.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want it like it was brewed in a fucking bathtub in a disgusting motel.
Dude, we seriously have a caller calling in.
Are you serious? Shut up.
Hello.
Yeah, you guys suck. You're terrible.
Thank you.
No, I'm sorry, though.
Thanks for calling in. Wait. What's your name?
You're the first caller we've ever had. We want you to stay on the line.
Hold on.
I don't care if you don't like us. Please, just stay.
All right. What are you doing?
Is there any
why? I mean, tell us why.
Tell us what we can do to make it better.
You can get sex with each other.
Well, we can't. We're too far away. We're in different states.
We are in different states.
Why don't you guys just have phone sex together then?
What a bad idea.
Come on, do it. You ain't doing nothing else.
You kick it off. We'll all participate.
It'll be the first phone sex three-way. Phone sex three-way.
I'm not under pressure, man.
You start.
I am. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Suck it.
He ain't doing nothing. Zigzag.
Yeah, that's the way, dude.
I just feel weird.
How was that? Was I doing a good job?
Reminds me of the good old days, Zigzag.
When you guys used to have sex with each other?
Oh, I mean, we physical sex.
we have physical sex a lot, but Zigzag was never conscious.
The problem is I'm a heterosexual bottom.
I'm still here, man. You guys are terrible. I think the show's good, but you guys.
What are you drinking tonight, man? What are you drinking tonight?
Semen.
Really? What? Really? What do you mix that with? Vodka?
Baby desitin.
Baby
with desitin?
Desitin, is that cough syrup?
Nah, man, it's baby ass spray.
Yes, that's what it is. You're right. I do know what desitin is. It's actually for open sores on gaping anuses as well.
Yeah, I just shit my pants. I'm going to go rub it into my cat.
All right, cool. Stay on the line.
Please. Don't go anywhere.
Take
the phone with you.
What's your name?
Oh, man. The call is still on, but he's gone. Are you there? Oh, man.
Did we lose him?
Yes, he's gone. He said we're terrible. But he's
awesome.
He stuck around, though. That's cool.
Wow. He was into something.
Yeah, that dude was,
he's trying to
going on.
He do call back.
Yeah, absolutely call back. We don't care if you don't like us.
You know, you get a free, our song for free if you send your email.
That's right, and a free T-shirt. So, seriously, call back when you're done.
Call back.
Desitinating your butthole.
Yes. Well, you shit yourself. That's impressive, to say the least.
That's commitment to a drunk right there.
That was. Did he call in and stayed with us?
I'm just glad we had a caller.
Me too. That was the coolest thing ever. Fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, I wonder if he heard our radio bit.
I don't know.
Our call to the hotel soup.
I thought, for a second, I thought it was a hotel calling back, but then I was like, well, why would they call the show?
They wouldn't even know that number. Unless Big Brother's watching.
That's kind of a landmark, man. I wish he stayed on so we could get his name and, jot it down somewhere.
Hey, dude, www.hypersloth.me. Send us an email, dude. We'll send you a link to the songs for free and a T-shirt of your choosing.
Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, the T-shirt link is, I don't know, did you ever get that fixed?
You know, I was looking at that today, and I didn't. I don't know what the problem is with their plug-in. I did all the settings and stuff, and it's still jacked up, showing a bunch of errors. So I think it might be on their end, but I just took it offline for the moment.
I haven't checked the Spreadshirt store lately, but I mean, I'm thinking it's still active. Should be.
Yeah, I can't even say.
What should we name that guy? What would you name caller number one?
Jeez, I don't know. Let me see.
Do you know the killer caller?
He was drinking vodka and semen. Is that what that's called?
I think you said semen and did not.
Oh, that's right. You suggested vodka.
You mix that vodka. Everything's good with vodka.
That's
but you know what? He sounded like a whiskey drink to me.
He sounded like he was pretty much up for any drinking.
Yeah, that's true. Or pill popping, maybe.
Yeah.
Call us back, dude. Tell us what your favorite mixture of drugs and alcohol is.
I should have wrote down his phone number because it shows that when he calls in. We could have called him back.
Really?
Yeah, but now it's gone. It does.
He should call in. How did he even know the number?
Well, he must be listening through Blog Talk Radio, and it's
we
on.
Never said it.
I know,
never
but
said it's principal show.
But if he's listening through, he's on our page on Blog Talk Radio, and it's got the number there.
Oh, does it?
Actually, it's probably not his real number because I'm looking at my number here, and it's some different number, so it probably
scrambles it or something.
Yeah.
Is your area code the same or not?
No, it's totally different.
And was it different when I called in? Remember when I used to call in the show?
Well, I don't know your phone number by heart because I just got it synced to my phone. I never have to enter it, so I'm not sure.
I'm taking – that's what she said. I'm taking – tell this dude I'm taking some – hey, if you're listening, man, I'm calling in some celebratory pot smoking for you. Take a big swig. Rufus, have a big swig of Bud Light there.
I'm almost out. I may have to go get another one.
You know what? Spin him one of our tunes, dude. Hey, this song's for you. It's called Beer is Food. Check it out. Check it
absolutely
out on our website, www.hypersloth.me. Call, you know what? All you got to do is emails for all that free shit, man. We're not fucking around.
Now, how would we, if there's other people listening, how about we know it's really this guy? Oh, fuck it. Just email us, whatever.
Say, tell us what you were drinking.
Right. And remind us how terrible we are.
Yes, please do. That was fun.
That was fun. Okay, this is Beer is Food. Just for you, bud. It's a dedication.
Dedicated. This one goes out to Seaman Boy.
Seaman Boy.
Reach, keep your pants and keep reaching for Uranus. That was my Dick Clark song.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A trigger of fingers itching. Open them all to mirth. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets is a whole bunch of fermented hops. Yeah, beer is food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown, my wine, it's my girlfriend looks fine. Yeah, beer is food, I get all the time. Ten minutes down, only 40 more left to go. I gotta make a run at a clicky mark and get the show back on the road. Those cops, they don't understand how to have a good time. Just because I'm seeing double, they make me want to die. Tell them every time, yeah, beer is good, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good. We'll be right back.
Hey, that one went out to our first caller, who I think we should dub, I don't know, Semen Boy? Do you think Semen Boy works?
Yeah, I think Semen Boy works. If you would prefer a different name, call us.
You should call back. Call back and tell us your name. Otherwise, we're just going to play your drunk ass calling in, and we're going to call you Semen Boy over and over and over again. But call us, dude. We really want to talk to you. We want to find out more about you. Really, we want to find out how you heard about the show and how you ended up at the website for the show.
Right, exactly. And if you think it's terrible, why? We're all about improving our product and our brand.
Yeah. Tell us what we will take. We will take any advice you have to offer.
As long as it's constructive.
Except drinking semen and Desitin. That we will not do. We have to draw the line somewhere, even for entertainment.
Unless you can bottle it and sell it.
See, this guy probably didn't hear. Now, he should go back and listen to our old shows where we were actually, like, doing a show. Today, we were just kind of yakking.
I don't know. I kind of like this show better than all of them.
Oh, we're riffing like we always do.
Yes.
I mean, this guy's never worked at a sub shop.
Or maybe he owns one, and that's why he's pissed.
Maybe that was the old owner from Delaware Subs.
Wait a minute. I think that was Tooch.
Oh, my God. Maybe it was.
Or maybe it was.
Are you about the show?
Maybe it was V-Man or Aaron.
Might have been all three.
That's right.
They've been cobbled together into one giant freak of nature.
It's like Voltron.
Instead of three small freaks of nature. So, Semen Boy, call us back, dude. I know that you're still out there.
Semen Boy, call us back, dude. This is going on a T-shirt.
Please, call us back. Anyways, so what were we talking about? Where were we in our stories? Where we were graced presence.
Because I was so blown away. I couldn't believe it when I saw the number pop up. What can that be? I thought it was the hotel.
I love that you thought it was the fucking...
Well, the timing is perfect. Maybe Semen Boy's a genius for waiting to call in, and he's like, oh, here, I'm going to...
Oh, Semen Boy, did you trick us?
You tricker.
Bastard. Did you really? Hey, we could tell... Boy, we're willing to have you on as a repeat character if you want to go that route.
Absolutely.
There will be fame and fortune will abound for you as soon as the Hyper Sloth. So you don't know their plan is to take over the world, dude. And you don't know how smart we are. So you probably didn't get the comedy that we're doing. But see, there's people out there that can, and they're the people that control all the money in the world.
Right, the Rothschilds show.
Right. Yes, exactly. So, call back, though. We'd still like to talk to you. We'll make a shirt with your face on it. If you don't call back, you don't know how we're going to make your face, and we're just going to call you Semen Boy. And then you're going to be at the store someday, and someone's going to be wearing a Semen Boy shirt, and you're going to be going, that's me, that's me. And no one's going to believe you.
No one's going to believe you.
Right. We won't know who you were. We will know who Semen Boy is. Rip, Semen Boy, you were near and dear to our hearts.
And our parent name.
I'm going to get a Rip, Semen Boy, yeah. Anally Rip, Semen Boy. Sounds like he already had that done, though.
Yeah, well, probably David routine.
I think he thought that, like, Hypersloth was a drug, and he was sitting in his bathroom, because I think I heard kids yelling in the background.
That would probably be my kid, actually.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Damn it, that was a more exciting story when it was Semen Boy's kids, and he's locked in his bathroom with his Desitin shitting his pants.
Well, he does have Desitin, so maybe he does have kids.
My guess is, and Semen Boy, call me back if I'm wrong, but you call every fucking show on the whole fucking Blog Talk Radio to say that they suck because you have some kind of insecurity issue.
I got his number. I see it's still there.
Is it?
Or whatever number
call
it was.
Call it.
I don't have any way to call it. My phone's in my truck and it's dead.
You can't call? Can you call out from Block Talk Radio?
Wait a minute. Maybe I can. Hang on.
You have to be able to call a guest, I would think.
I thought there was a way. Hang on.
My guess is, though, yeah, if you can't, this guy calls every radio doing that stupid shit. And we caught him off his game because most people are like, this is ridiculous, and hang up on him.
Right.
We're like, no, dude, stay on.
That's right. He was our virgin caller, so we were excited.
Yeah.
Oh, call a guest. Here we go.
Yes. Sweet.
Call.
Yeah, I tried to call you.
So if call failed or not answered, maybe, hang on, let me enter it.
See, you did that when I tried to call you, then I finally got it to work somehow. You have to do it, like, do the number in.
It's ringing. Can you hear it?
Yeah. He doesn't know who he's fucking with.
He's probably dead.
You have reached the voicemail box of 404-822-20398.
Keep that number. Right then, we need to write the number down somewhere, though. Hey, dude. Zigzag.
And Rufus.
We're calling you back. We're a little worried about you. Seems like maybe you fell in the toilet after you shit yourself.
You did leave rather abruptly. Please call us back anytime. Anytime.
Yeah.
Seriously, even though
anytime.
You hate us.
Anytime Tuesday and Thursday. Between 8 and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Right. I guess that's not any time. That's pretty specific parameters.
Yeah,
but
that's a pretty tall window. Time.
Within that window, call us back, please.
Yeah, call us back. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, dude. We already got a name for you. Call in and you'll find it out. Talk
all right.
To you later.
Bye-bye. Good luck and stay drunk, my friend.
Yeah, stay thirsty.
Wow, that's cool.
You should have gave him the number.
Son of a bitch. Who's calling back?
Text him. I wish you could text from there. That would be awesome.
I'll text him from my phone.
No, don't.
I'm not going to do that.
Love you, Seaman Boy, but you're probably insane. You sounded a little off-kilter.
Yeah, he was a little off-kilter.
But thanks for calling in. And, yeah, do call back Tuesdays, Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right,
or,
Rufus, is that correct?
That's right, or 7 Central.
7 Central. And you know what? Prove to us that you don't call every show going, yeah, suck. You suck. You guys suck. You suck. Yeah. Isn't that kind of what it sounded like?
That's pretty much right on. Spot on.
You did not tell me you didn't tell someone to call.
No, and I thought, for a second, I thought this is one of Zigzag's buddies.
No. Was not.
Wow, cool.
I mean, if it was, that was pretty funny, and they better let me know, but I'm pretty sure it was not.
Awesome.
What was the phone number?
Well, I don't want to say it on air.
Okay, give me the area code. What was the area code?
I was going to look that up, actually. It's 404.
Yeah, look that up. Probably Delaware, I'm guessing. Was there? Did you put anything for tonight for as far as the show goes?
No, I mean, it's auto-scheduled, but I didn't put, like, any topics or anything like
right,
that up.
So it didn't say weed or beer or pot or...
Well, those are weed, beer, marijuana, pot. Those are keywords that are associated with the show by default.
Okay. So maybe that's how he found us. I hope so.
404 area code. Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he sounded... Did he sound Southern?
He did not sound Southern. He was slurring quite a bit, though.
Right.
Georgia. Georgia, specifically. Georgia,
right.
Atlanta.
Right.
Or wait,
right.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Thank you very much. You mean, wait, which is the city and which is the state, Rufus?
Speaking of slurring, he lives in the state of Atlanta.
He does. In the city of Georgia.
The country of Georgia, thank you.
He's obviously in Russia.
Yeah, well, yeah, if he's drunk on semen and vodka.
Yeah, exactly. Probably bull semen, I'm guessing. Or probably reindeer. Probably the finest reindeer semen money can buy.
Deer semen. It's Ukrainian citizen semen.
It's Putin semen. It's Putman.
Jesus Christ.
I wish Semen Boy would call back in, but there's always...
Dude.
Hopefully he'll get our message. We should have left the number, though. That was a big screw-up.
I can call him back and leave the number. Hey, it's Rufus and Zigzag again. We have to leave the number.
Yes, might as well.
All right, let's call him back.
Maybe he'll answer. You know what the good thing is? I have this recorded, like on the video.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Send it to me.
I will.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this is Rufus and Zigzag with the Hypersloth Happy Hour. We had, somebody just called our show from this number. Was that obviously not you because it was a guy?
Someone what? I had
somebody
a miscall
called
from
our
me.
Show.
I had a missed call from
yeah,
this
that was,
number.
Yeah, that was us. Is there a guy there?
Was someone borrowing your phone?
No, no one uses my phone.
Okay.
No? Are you sure? Because I hear that. No, we just wanted to talk to him and tell him that he won something. He won some stuff from our website giveaway for being the right number caller, and he hung up before we could tell him what he won and we could tell him how to get it.
Oh, no. No one uses my phone, hon. I don't know how they got this
okay.
number.
All right. Well, we apologize for bothering you then.
Sorry for bugging.
You're kind of on a radio show just for a short second. You sound really nice, though, and it was nice talking to you.
All right. Have a good night, hon.
All right. Take care.
She called me hon, dude.
I know. I think she likes you. Is she still there?
She was talking to you. No, we hung up. I'm sorry, but...
You have a sexier voice.
I'm sorry, but that chick was... That dude was right there on the couch next
yeah.
to that chick, because she sounded just as drunk and fucked up as him. And he's like, he's doing this. No, no,
right.
no.
I mean, really, we're not calling to be mean to the guy. I just wanted him to get his stuff. That's all.
Yeah, I know. I would really like the guy to call back.
Well, see, now... And Steven Girl actually kind of sounded sexy in a weird way, didn't she? She had a sex. She could do, like, radio. Maybe that's why he was saying have phone sex, because she sounded like a phone sex operator, kind of.
I got to say that her saying
hey, guys, if you're listening to the phone, follow us into the VIP part of the show. You can hear it on the website. I mean, they won't be able to hear it live. Will they, Rufus?
Yeah, we're about to go
hey,
off live.
478, what is our number?
646-478-0616.
All right, talk to you later.
Surely they've saved it on speed dial.
Hon, she was hot. He was cool. So I don't know why they don't call back.
I don't know either.
Call us next week, guys. Can't wait to hear from you.
I think you're right. We caught him off guard because we weren't all, like, offended and getting pissed.
Right, yes.
We were like, wait. Hang
call
out.
Us back. Demon boy.
And girl, hon.
We can call her hon. I'm not even going to be rude to her.
No, she sounded pretty
I
nice.
I think we could have kept her on the phone, dude, honestly.
I think so, too. If the show had, yeah.
I think she just got scared because he was there.
Yeah.
You know, he was probably like, hang up. And I think she would have talked to us. You know what? Write the number down, dude. Tuesday night, guess who we're calling?
Seaman Boy. Honey, hon and Seaman Boy. Yeah, I did already write the number down. I'm here, Seaman Boy. Hon. All right. That's pretty crazy that this lets you, like, get people's phone numbers.
Yeah, I know. That seems kind of, well, you know what, though? People probably, that guy calling in did not know that, I don't think. I mean, I'm guessing that exactly what they do is they call and fucking, you know, he says that, oh, it's going to be funny, you know, and then the delay probably fucked them up.
Uh-huh.
Because obviously there was a delay.
There was always a delay whenever the phone called. I'm sure he did not expect the phone to ring. His phone fucking ringing after he hung up on it. Right. And I guarantee you that's why next time the phone started ringing again, and he's like, here, you take it, babe. I'm whacked out of my mind.
Well, I mean, think about it, though, too. We could be total assholes and just call and fill up that fucking mailbox.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're cool dudes.
We get some kind of restraining order against Hyper's Lock. Maybe that's what we should do.
That crossed my mind.
By a radio show.
when we called the second time, I'm kind of paranoid anyway. When we called back the second time, I was like, holy shit, is this harassment? But
please, give me a break. He called our show first.
That's
you
right.
Legitimately, we're just trying to reach him to tell him how to get his free songs and T-shirt. I mean, really? I even said it on the phone.
I didn't like to hook up with hon now.
Fucking A. Look her up, dude. Why don't you do a little Google search on
Google
that phone number, see what's going on. Pretty sure we'll be able to find out right who these fucking idiots are. That's what people don't realize. I thought, though, and he was the party. I'd like to party with
her. Me too, actually. They both seem kind of cool. She was really sweet. I mean, if you got a call from, like, two guys in a bad connection, wouldn't you just be like, fuck this and hang? And she was like,
no, probably,
trying to be helpful?
I probably would not.
Well, that's, you're not the...
run a radio show?
You're not the average person. You're not the average person.
Most people, neither is she, obviously. What do we got? Don't say their name out loud if you got something, though.
What? Dude, I looked up the number. The exact number came up.
Yes?
I've looked at numbers before because I get calls from who the fuck knows. And if it's not a business, it always just says nothing, right?
Right.
Here's the number. Well, here's not the number, but what came up. LiveEscortReviews.com, SensualIndependent, TOSluts.com, DirtyThoughtsOnMyMind, just waiting for you, at AtlantaBackpage.com. Boom.
No wonder she sounded so sexy. She's a fucking escort.
This is a Backpage ad. Backpage is like it's like Craigslist, right? So I'm going to click it.
Yeah. Any pictures?
Yes.
No fucking way, Roof. Are you fucking with me?
I am not. I'm going to...
I see the fucking link.
It says... Here's what it says. Yummy, need a stress relief, lonely, need affection. I am highly talented and more experienced than most. I love every minute of what I want to do to you. My mouth is watering just thinking about it, so do not hesitate to call me. Unfortunately, I do not see black men.
Really?
I'm gonna send you this right now, right here, and the number.
Hun, call us back. I mean, I could make her a regular part of the show. I'd be interested in hearing her story, honestly.
We should bring
it
up.
As a real part of the show.
Obviously, we're not live now, but we should bring it up next Tuesday for sure. Here, okay. I'm gonna text you this link to this ad.
And this can be totally anonymous. We don't ever have to know who she is or anything. Just hear her fucking story. Obviously, that probably was her pimp that called us.
Well, you're right. You're right about her being hot.
Well, you're assuming that's really her.
You know what? Let's not get into the science of it.
Okay, the formality.
That's right. That's the formality. Yeah, don't ruin it. Exactly.
Did you send me it via Skype?
Yeah, I did a Skype chat bubble thing.
Where the fuck is it? Can't you just do it in the stupid thing at the bottom? The Skype bubbles close after like 1 second on my desktop. Can you sit it in the bottom thing down here? You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hold on. There's like five of them open.
I can email it to you.
Huh, I don't know why it's not showing up.
Usually
it does. Here, wait a minute. Let me email you real quick. Did you get that?
Oh, okay. I see what's going on. It's because we're in a three-way group call with Blog Talk Radio. So when you sent me a text, it came up as a separate thing.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. I had to open a separate one, too.
There you go.
Oh, it came up on my iPad, though. But oh, my God. My wife's going to see that. Perfect tree. Buckhead, dude. That's a fancy part. That's a fancy part of... of Atlanta.
Is it really?
Wow. Damn, hon. What up? What up? She's built. She's a good old Southern charmer right there, my friend.
Yeah, that's some sweet tea.
Yummy, need stress relief, lonely, and need affection. I'm highly talented. Huh. Maybe they call in just like, she'd probably drum up some business like this. I'd feel some reason I have to go to Atlanta on some business soon.
Yeah, me too. Does our flight stop there on the way to...
It can, on the way to Colorado.
I'm sure it can.
Surely it can. Delta is very popular. I'd probably save some money, too.
I wonder if the first time... I wonder if she called with some kind of voice-changing software.
No, she didn't. She didn't sound fucked up enough, I don't think.
That's true. Maybe it was a client.
That was that's what I mean. Maybe it was her pimp. Is all fucked up, you know.
Oh, great! Now we're gonna get a hit put out on us.
You know what? Let me call into the show. Can I call now or not?
On your phone?
You tell me if my number comes up and if it's the right number or if it's some scrambled number.
Yeah, go on.
Does that make sense?
I'll tell you. I'll text it to you so I don't have to say it out loud.
Well, you know my phone. You don't know my phone number, do you?
No, because it's just – I'll just press a picture of you and it works.
478, right? Or wait, what's the –
Oh, shit. It doesn't have the call-in number anymore because we're not live.
Well, here, I got the number right here. But I don't know if you'll even be able to get a call.
No.
You know what I mean?
I bet it won't, but give it a shot.
Yeah. Wow, this is a story, dude. We call back the number, and it turns out to be the number for an escort?
It's cool.
How awesome. Yeah, it just says there's no show scheduled.
Jesus Christ.
Damn it. We'll remember to do that next week for sure.
Absolutely.
Schedule a show. Schedule a show and we'll do it right now. Anyways. Wow, dude, I can't believe we had our first two callers, kind of. What do you call a caller who you call?
I don't know.
The guest?
As far as, like, callers go, could that not have been just a more interesting, cool first call ever?
That's what I'm saying. That's very cool, dude. We call back, it's an escort number and some chick answers?
Right.
Hot! Hot! That's fucking good radio there, my friend.
Maybe we could have her be the face of 420 Products USA.
Maybe we could. Maybe we get into the sexual side of things.
Well, I mean, hot babes sell them anything.
That's very true. Good point. And I don't see why they couldn't sell Bud Buddies.
Mm-mm.
That's what they don't understand, callers. We got a lot of stuff going on here at Hyper Sloth, the radio show. I mean, we got a lot of shit going. Unfortunately, I have to drive tomorrow, and that sucks.
Yes, it does.
It does suck. Well, we're going to take 3 days to get there.
Damn. Hey, so seriously.
Yes.
When do you want to do Colorado for real?
I don't know. Now I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, and I'm going to have to come back. Probably have to be, Jesus, the end of July.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not saying it has to be anytime soon, but
I am.
Put it on the map.
I definitely want to do it, that's for sure.
Me too.
Stupid graduation shit.
Yeah, kids fuck everything up.
Yeah, they can. They can. Ask Hun. I bet she knows.
Yeah.
She's got a couple of squealers.
I'm sure she does.
She's a squealer on her own, I bet. Hun.
But seriously, think about it. When you get back,
let's
schedule it for real because...
No, definitely. I will definitely do that. I mean, I want to go. I mean, via Atlanta, Georgia, obviously.
Yeah.
You know what we should do, dude? This is crazy. I might be going a little nutty here.
Oh, I know what you're going to say, and I think it's awesome.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say, let's go ahead and book something with Hun.
Yes.
And do a surprise, and we'll do a show.
Yes.
A live show.
Video show.
Wow.
How awesome would that be?
That would be insanely awesome.
So then we can go MTV style and get all serious on her and be like, really, what can we do to help?
I don't think she needs help, dude.
No, I don't. She probably makes fucking $5,000 a fucking night or something.
Yeah, we should turn that question around. What can you do to help us?
To help us.
We're lonely travelers.
You called us.
That's right.
Your pimp called us. I'm guessing he was her pimp, and he's probably on. I bet he was on Scissor.
What the hell is that?
It's like when it's some kind of like ghetto drug where they mix codeine-based cough syrup with, like, fucking Kool-Aid or some shit. You think I'm kidding? Look up Scissor.
No, I don't think you're kidding at all.
And they actually tried to make it into a drink that you could buy at a liquor store. They actually did, and I know this because my cousin owns that liquor store. They ended up not doing it for some reason, but they were trying to market it, like two rappers were. Soulja Boy, there you go.
Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Scissor, ma.
Well, wait a minute. She says exclusively in her ad that she doesn't do black dudes.
That is awesome.
She's a racist escort.
I mean, am I right, though? That's awesome?
I guess her pimp could be black, though.
No, I mean, there's probably white, drunken, meth-out pimps.
True.
Here we go. This is the original form up for Scissor. Are you ready? Hey, listeners, grab a pencil.
I was going to say, let me get a pencil.
Promethazine with codeine syrup.
Oh, my wife is a pharmacy technician.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Okay,
I'll do some of this live on the show.
Okay, you get that, and I'll get the other ingredients. I'm going to get the fruit-flavored soda and the Jolly Rancher.
Is that really part of it?
Yeah. Put it all in a styrofoam cup and enjoy. The codeine is mainly responsible for the euphoria felt after drinking scissorp. Promethazine causes motor skill impairment. This sounds so fun. Lethargy and extreme drowsiness. If it doesn't have promethazine, it ain't real scissorp.
That's a slogan for scissorp.
It is fucking... Wow. 2 hours. I drank a deuce of scissorp and got straight folded. Can you imagine being the guy
straight folded?
A site called Urban Dictionary.
Oh, man.
Deuce of scissorp and got straight up folded.
Straight folded is my new term.
Yes. I think you're a little straight folded right now.
I am quite straight folded.
Well, I'm crooked folded. That must be like twice as bad.
Amazing.
Crooked folded, yo. So now you know what scissorp is. Justin Bieber was on scissorp when he got arrested. Driving that, having that car race.
That's quite an endorsement for scissorp.
But I mean, is scissorp, I mean, it's not, if you have a, basically if you have a prescription for the cough syrup.
Yes.
It's not really illegal. I mean, Jolly Ranchers and grape soda aren't fucking illegal.
That's the beauty of it. It's not illegal. You
right.
can drink it and drive and get pulled over.
It should be a Class D fucking drug. It should be a felony to mix scissorp and Jolly Ranchers. Or Jolly Ranchers and cough syrup. That should be a felony. I bet they're trying to do that right now.
I'm sure some pissant politician is trying to get that outlawed in some state.
Oh, you know what they decided to do? They're actually, instead of doing that, they're outlawing Jolly Ranchers. They decided just to outlaw Jolly Ranchers, so no one can make scissorp anymore.
Okay, well,
yeah,
never liked Jolly Ranchers anyway.
Jolly Ranchers have gone to a Class C felony if you get caught with Jolly Ranchers.
Man, that's not too jolly.
Green ones, Class B, it says here. Class
Is that
B.
right?
Yes.
Just the green ones?
Yeah, the green ones are Class B. All the other colors are Class C, or Class C felonies.
Damn.
I don't know why that is.
I don't know. The green ones must have weed in them that enhances.
Oh, you know what? They're green. They're green, so they do. Good point. They're green and friendly.
That's why they're jolly.
So, let's see. People have been overdosing on scissorp. That's the problem. But you know what? First of all, I have to feel like scissorp is, like, out of fashion. What is the date on this fucking story? Well, January 23rd, 2014. Because I remember scissorp was like, when I told you about my cousin people were trying to get it in the liquor store, that was like 7 or 8 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe he was ahead of the curve.
Maybe he was. Maybe that's why it didn't work. Let's see. Superstar rapper Lil Wayne once praised the cocktail, was hospitalized last March.
I remember this.
Overdosing on codeine.
I remember that, yep. Yep.
Really? Scissorp was attributed to the deaths of rapper Pimp C and DJ Screw.
Not Pimp C.
Yeah, and Screw, dude. Screw's gone.
Jesus Christ. The moment of silence. Moment of silence, please.
DJ Screw died in 2000.
What? Was scissorp a thing back then?
I guess so. It's like someone dies from it every 7 years, and it was almost going to be Lil Wayne.
God damn, not Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
We only got a little bit of that guy. We can't lose him.
Why? I mean, why not just drink the fucking? Why are you mixing it with shit? You're not getting high. They
I don't know.
They probably even know they're not getting high off the Jolly Ranchers and the fucking grape soda.
Jolly Ranchers and grape soda.
You don't want to impress me. Cook down that fucking syrup and shoot it like a real man.
That's right. Right
drop
in your ass.
Drop it in your eyeball.
Right into the pupil.
But, I mean, why would anybody want to do it? It doesn't sound very much fun. Lethargic.
I mean, who thinks of that shit? Where does that come from?
Well, I mean, yeah, mixing the shit.
Yeah, let's take some Jolly Ranchers and grape soda and some fucking cough syrup. Well, yeah, that's pretty ghetto.
Try some stone, dude.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody trying to kill their kid.
Yes, it does. That's probably how it got started. Someone was trying to kill their kid and saw how much fun they were having and decided to try it themselves.
That's why I only serve my kid Kool-Aid in Windex bottles.
That's a great idea.
So when he's at a neighbor's house, he's like, oh, Kool-Aid.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? Make sure you're always keeping it under the sink, too.
Absolutely. That's where we keep all our Kool-Aid in Windex bottles.
Good idea.
Go get a Kool-Aid, son. It's next to the Windex.
And get your mom one, too.
No, absolutely. Get her a double.
Make it a double. And get dad a double, too, but as usual.
My semen vodka.
Yum. Delicious. And we got our first call. Dude, we did. We busted our cherry.
That was cool.
That was cool.
I really hope whoever has that number calls back next week.
Really? We have two callers.
Or answers whenever we call, because we're going to fucking call them.
Yes, we are. There's no doubt in my mind that we would be calling them.
Absolutely.
And I'll be on remote.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. How awesome is that?
Are you going to be able to call in via computer or your phone?
I'm taking my big computer with me, actually, because I got to do some work there.
Wow.
But,
Sounds like a great vacation.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the story, you know. But that's, you know how it is. That's what happens when you're kind of your own boss of sorts.
Yeah.
People, you know, it's like technology now. People always expect you to be working. It's like, hey, how much of my job can you do for me? Here, go work.
Well, thank God for Google, because Google does a lot of my work for me.
Lucky you. Can you show Google how to make pamphlets?
No, but I can find out how to make them on Google.
Yeah, I already know that part.
I bet I could pay a guy in India $5 to do it.
Yes, I bet you could, too, and I bet I'm going to be looking into that shortly.
Fiverr.com.
I'm too much of a fucking control freak, though, I think.
You used to get the Indian guy to do it for $5 and knock out the groundwork, and then you just proof it and put in 20 minutes of work to fix all the...
You're exactly right. Just all I really need is him to come up with the design.
Exactly.
Just get so fucking fresh out of designs from doing it over and over, you know?
Yeah.
I just started knocking off, like, other shit. You know what I started doing? Knocking off, like luxury yacht brochures.
Ooh.
You know why? Because they're, like, mostly big, huge pictures and very little fucking text, annoying text. But they're really smartly designed. I mean, these are, like, $20 million yachts.
It's fucking insane.
So they're going out and paying, like, $100,000 to have, you know, 20 pages fucking made. It's insane.
I bet if I owned a yacht, I could afford a night with Hun.
I bet you can afford a night with Hun now. And who needs a night? You need, like, what, 12 minutes tops?
If our layover is an hour and 30 minutes, it's going to be a good layover.
I would only need, like, 12 seconds.
What if
I got that top and I'd go squirting all over the fucking place?
You think she'd meet us at the airport?
I think she would meet us at the Hilton right next to the airport.
Man, we can have some great soup.
Oh, dude. We could do this all in one fucking sweet little bundle.
We brought it back around just like pros just then, didn't we?
Yeah, here's the end game. We found our end game. God, if we had a real fucking budget, Rufus, we could do this.
We could, absolutely.
If they call back next week, I'm going to fucking try to make this happen.
Me too. Absolutely.
Remember that, folks. You're going to get more than a free. You're going to get fame. Maybe they're not ready for fame, I wonder.
Yeah, they might be a little skittish. Skittish about the fame.
Yeah.
We are. I mean, you know, we're giants. Media giants.
Well, I mean, it's these kind of baby steps that are going to make Hypersloth great.
That's true. This is some really cool stuff, though, by the way. I mean, it's pretty awesome.
It is awesome. Holy fucking awesome. So I guess next week I will let you know, but I mean, I'm going to have internet access, quote unquote. It should be better than the stuff I had at the, well, first of all, I'm going to try to crack a fucking code as soon as I get there. Right. And
mm-hmm.
I've had pretty good success with that in the past. If I can't do that, I'm going to go through my phone again, like we did, but there I get like a good signal on my phone at that warehouse. I was getting the worst signal on my phone because it's made out of cinder blocks.
Your phone's made out of cinder blocks?
Yes, it's so fucking heavy, dude.
It's from the 80s.
The phone itself isn't, just the case is made out of cinder blocks.
Wow. It's durable, though.
Very durable, dude. You know what? And I've never lost it.
No, you can't, because you can't move it.
One time someone built it into the foundation of a house that I wouldn't have back.
You had your wife call it so you could find it, and you walk around the house.
I didn't know which part, so then I fucking knocked out like half this building trying to find my phone case that was a cinder block.
Beautiful.
You know how it is.
I do. I
used to have a really awesome spare tire one, but it broke. Yeah, it went flat.
I got a razor wire case for my phone once. It didn't work out too well.
Your ear looks like fucking hamburger there, dude. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Somebody took my ear off, literally.
Good one, Roof. Razor wire. That's a good one.
Jeez, don't patronize me.
I'm just fucking. So, what were we saying? We've had like three legitimate things happen in this show. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
We made a call. We made a crank call, which was way more fun than I thought. Next time, dude. It's all you next time. You know what? You know what the call is?
What?
Delaware Subs.
Oh, no.
Boar's Head Quality Meat.
Do you have Boar's Head Quality Meat and Hotel Quality Soup?
Please do. We have to. I guess I can call it from here.
Well, the good thing about dialing through the studio, though, is that it's... Do what?
You got a cold cut combo?
Cold cut combo, but I only want Boar's Head Quality Meats. Now, and what's your hotel soup of the day?
You got a cold cut combo? You got a cold cut combo? I still remember that to this fucking day. Do you remember that guy coming in the stuff shop?
I remember several people doing that.
Yes, you're right. You're right. You're exactly right. And, what's funny is I always play this joke on my friend who works at my cousin's liquor store. I'll call, like, the landline, and I'll be like, oh, this is Officer so-and-so or some shit like that. And then, like, for the last 5 times, I just go, you got a cold cut combo? Like, what? Excuse me, sir. I can't understand what you're saying. Well, you know what? This is going to be hilarious.
You should do that live on air.
Yes, most definitely. Next, he works Tuesday night. We are going to fucking call Continental Liquors and fucking prank him.
Now that this phone thing works that we can do through the quote-unquote studio, we need to start doing some utilizing that. We need to leverage that.
We do. And I always, you know what? We'll also ask for semen vodka.
Yes.
Semen vodka? Semen vodka?
Special blend.
Seagram? Yeah, we got Seagram vodka. Oh, yes. Poor Oni. I'm going to come up with a list of questions for you to ask him because he might recognize my voice.
Okay, I'll do it.
This will blow his fucking mind, because he knows we have the radio show, too.
Is that right?
Yes. And actually, at one point, I thought maybe it was him calling in, but that is nobody that I fucking know.
Oh, no.
Awesome. Hey, virtual high five. Awesome. All right, dude, I hate to wrap it up, but I got so much shit to fucking do before
this
tomorrow.
That's cool.
I will probably bore you with my tales from the road.
I got a feeling they won't be boring. Tales from the Road are never boring.
Oh,
it's always bullshit.
This is what I got to say. Rev up the fucking rant engine, because I got have a lot of fucking rants to go down.
Excellent. I'll charge the battery.
Yes, please do. All right, Roof, I will talk to you. I'll text you and let you know how the trip's going and where I'm at and all that good shit.
Cool.
All right. Adios.
Later, bro.
Don't call Hun back.
I'll try not to.
All right.
Unless I need to make an appointment.
Not to spank it to your Craigslist ad either.
I just might.
Good luck with that. I'm already done.
Okay.
All right, dude. Adios.
Later.